This morning on WCHL, Orange County's lawyer says the Rogers Road remediation plan is a go. 2 years have passed now since the brutal murder of a UNC sophomore. And while the Carolina community comes together today in a moment of remembrance, the parents extend their plea for help.
Perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
And a new development proposed in Carrboro could add a large shopping center directly across from Carrboro Plaza. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, a four-point win wasn't received well by poll voters, but USC football coaches and players said they couldn't have done it on Saturday night without the primetime crowd.
Our guys fed off of that the entire game, and we needed every single person that was in those stands.
Plus, the Carolina Panthers hold on for their first win in Week 1, and
it was a night to remember in Keenan Stadium.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
68 degrees, 806 at WCHL. Expect a 90% chance of rain all day today. It's wet out there already after quite a lot of rain overnight. 90% chance of showers, 80% chance of showers tonight. Our high today about 75, low tonight down in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same, at least for the first half of the day. Orange County just got the green light from the county attorney to move forward with funding for the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With word that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its investigation of the Orange County Planning Department, County Attorney John Roberts last week okayed future investment in a plan to bring sewer service to the historic Rogers Road community. Roberts had previously advised the Board of Commissioners to hold off on discussing the sewer extension while the EPA looked into claims that the Planning Department discriminated against the majority black neighborhood by failing to apply for grant money to fund new infrastructure. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County are planning to split the cost of the $5.8 million sewer project, but discussion of how county leaders would chip in has been stalled during the EPA's investigation. Now that the investigation is complete, commissioners can move forward with the remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for four decades. While Roberts said the board is now free to discuss funding for the sewer project, he did urge caution, noting the results of the investigation have yet to be released. The EPA will announce its findings in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in other news this morning on WCHL, Sunday marked 2 years since the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgebeth. There still has not been an arrest after all this time, but police say they're close. And last week, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback released new details and put out a new call for assistance in the hopes of receiving that final piece of information that will help them find Faith's killer. Parth Shah reports from Carolina Connection.
Blue appealed for anybody with information to come forward. He offered a reward for tips that lead to an arrest, and he released video of parents Roland and Connie Hedgepeth, who made their own appeals.
I want to plead to the public. I want to beg you that if you think you know anything at all, perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
I just don't understand why no one won't come forth and tell us something if they know something. I just don't understand it.
The American Indian community at UNC is leading the effort to keep Faith Hedgepeth's memory and the investigation alive. They'll hold a moment of silence to honor her on Monday at noon outside of the student union. Chelsea Barnes is president of the Carolina Indian Circle, one of the organizations sponsoring the event. Barnes says Hedgepeth, who was a member of the Halawa Saponi tribe, was close to the American Indian community on campus.
So when something like this happens, you want to take a stand against it and make sure that people don't forget and people are aware of the things that are going on. And being that Faith was such an important member of our community and she affected so many lives and made so many people smile, we definitely wanted to make sure that her legacy lives on.
In addition to the moment of silence, Barnes says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be used to share photos of the event and to continue the discussion.
We wanted to do a photo campaign that people can use on their different forms of social media to kind of get the word out and encourage people to provide information if they have any in regards to the case.
The hashtag is Justice for Faith. In Chapel Hill, I'm Parth Shah.
Parth Shah is a reporter with Carolina Connection. That's a radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. Developers who want to build on one of the largest pieces of commercial land left in Carrboro are calling a community meeting to discuss the plan for the Lloyd Farm project. Argus Development Group wants to build a shopping center across from Carrboro Plaza at the corner of Highway 54 West and Old Fayetteville Road. The 40-acre plot is currently occupied by farmland and trees. The developer is proposing to bring a Harris Teeter grocery store, as well as a bank, pharmacy, and other not-yet-named retail to the edge of the property, while the interior of the site would be set aside for 293 apartments and 15 townhomes. Developers will meet with members of the public on Wednesday night at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. Northside Elementary School in Chapel Hill holds the distinct honor of being the first elementary school in all of North Carolina to receive LEED Platinum certification with the Green Building Certification Institute. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
This is LEED Platinum. What I want you to remember is that this is the first elementary school in the state, the second school in the state, the 20th in the nation, and only 5% of schools that achieve LEED achieve Platinum. This is a big deal.
That's project manager Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects. She and a few colleagues presented a big round glass LEED certification trophy on Thursday night to the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education for achievements in building the Northside Elementary School, which opened in 2013. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The Green Certification Program rates building projects on a point system for utilizing the best green building practices. Platinum is the highest level of certification for building projects that earn 80 points or more. Construction Administrator Steve Nally of Mosley Architects thanked the board for its support and partnership in designing the sustainable 100,000-square-foot school, which reaches three stories. Nally told the board that the old site of the Orange County Training School had all the intangibles he was looking for during a site search for Northside. He said he wanted to help the neighborhood remain a place for families and not just renters. He wanted to partner with alumni from the original Orange County Training School and show that Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools was ready to recommit to the site. He said he's glad that Mosley could partner with the town of Chapel Hill to extend the Greenway Trail.
Partnering with the community, walkability, all those things are all part of it. All those intangibles of Northside, that's what made it great.
Mosley Architects Energy Analytics Specialist John Nichols reviewed some of the tangibles of the project.
What you may not have noticed at the school is that a very interesting underground rainwater system saves about 1 million gallons of water every year. And so that amount of water is actually the same amount that 10 U.S. households use.
Therefore, said Nichols, the system effectively offsets the water use of 10 households. Nichols said that the deconstruction strategies used for existing buildings on the site during the construction process diverted 400,000 pounds of waste from the regional landfill. He mentioned the school's interior, which is lit by natural daylight, and added that the indoor air quality is, quote, excellent. Before the Mosley folks posed for pictures with members of the Board of Education, and of course, the certification trophy, Ashley Dennis reiterated her company's excitement about the achievement.
You guys don't do this every day. We do, and we know what a big deal it is, so we're very proud of you and want to hand this off.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In case you missed it last week, Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and Republican challenger Tom Tillis largely stuck to themes in their first debate, familiar to any regular North Carolina television watcher, by the candidates and their allies. But each candidate threw in wrinkles many voters haven't yet heard about on TV ads, but could arise in the campaign's final 8 weeks. With polls showing the campaign to be a toss-up at this moment, any tinkering of rhetoric could make a difference. Tillis surprised some by expressing support for expanding over-the-counter birth control options. He was responding to a question about a new U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding religious objections by some businesses to offer contraception coverage to employees. Hagan sought to differentiate herself from Tillis on immigration. It's unusual because Republicans largely have had political advantage on the issue. WCHL News Time is 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report on WCHL brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Thank you very much, Ron. We do have an accident involving an injury on I-40 heading eastbound right now. It's at Highway 55. That's Apex Highway exit 278. and it's causing heavy delays all the way back to NC-54 at this time. So give yourself some extra time to travel this morning if that is your route, and be very cautious around that area as well. As first of all, the roads are very wet. That could have been a major cause to that accident this morning, and that's going to give a little bit more of a problem for slowing down and things like that. Visibility is not great this morning either. A little bit of a foggy look to the outside right now because of all the low clouds and the rain right now. So again, that accident's on I-40 heading eastbound at NC-55, which is Apex Highway exit 278, and causing delays all the way back to NC-54, which is Raleigh Road. If you're on Raleigh Road heading eastbound trying to get to I-40, you're going to see some delays there as well as people are trying to get onto the on-ramp onto I-40. So you might want to continue onto Raleigh Road, continue up past past the Apex Highway area, and maybe even get onto Apex Highway, then get back onto to I-40 that way. That might be a good way of getting around that. Otherwise, things are moving pretty smoothly. The usual morning delays on 15501 northbound and southbound. But if you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Weather this morning sort of looks like Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, you know, sure really does.
Or London.
Right, yeah, very true.
Just
very
kind true. Of rainy and misty and just kind of blah.
Yep. So I think that's a perfect word for it. Blah.
If you haven't left home yet, just keep that in mind when you're going out. Just take along a hat or a raincoat, umbrella maybe.
Yep, exactly.
This one of those days where the umbrella would be good because the wind's not blowing really hard. You know,
true.
Hate it when you have an umbrella and the wind's blowing so hard that it blows it inside out. And you've totally, you know, defeated the purpose of having the umbrella in the first place.
That's right.
So, hey, thanks very much for all that.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
All right.
The Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. If you haven't eaten there, you might as well check it out because it's fantastic. Time now for your Chapel Hill Harbor weather. And it looks like this. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Wet. Showers likely all day. 90% chance of rain. Our high today about 75, so it's going to warm up a little bit. Not much. Tonight, showers. And low tonight, about 65. Chance of rain is 80% tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 50-50 chance of showers early in the day, especially for about the first half of the day. And then our high tomorrow afternoon, about 78 degrees. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. So a rainy day for sure. Hope you don't get wet out there today. Be careful. And also, just remember, as Rand said a moment ago, that the roads are a little bit on the slick side this morning.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 8:18. How would you like to tour the state capitol? If you're a visitor there, you will be able to tour areas of the building rarely open to the public. A week from Saturday, the capitol will be open Saturday, September 20th, for a signature discovery tour, which is held just a few times each year. Visitors will see the governor's suite, the outdoor porticos, and some attic space. The one-hour tour takes an in-depth look at the Capitol's history and architecture as well. The tours are available by reservation only. Tickets are $15 apiece. Participants must be at least 10 years of age and feel comfortable walking upstairs and in confined spaces. It is 8:18 at WCHL. News around town this morning, the New Hope Camp and Conference Center is holding its 11th annual barbecue fundraiser on Saturday, October 4th from 5 until 8:30 p.m. at its location on Highway 86 north of Chapel Hill. The event will include food, games, a raffle, and live music by the Haw River Social and Pleasure Club. The New Hope Camp and Conference Center is located between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, just south of the intersection of Highway 86 and New Hope Church Road. If you'd like tickets, you can call 919-942-4716. And we have that contact information on our website as well, along with all of our news around town stories, chapelboro.com. Go there and click on the news around town link. It's 8:19. Let's go to WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to talk about this morning. We'll start with football. UNC head coach Larry Fedora and the Tar Heel players were very quick to point out the impact of the rowdy crowd that generated a true home field advantage inside the striped-out Keenan Stadium Saturday night. Tar Heels got a 31-27 comeback win over the San Diego State Aztecs. The crowd was a big part of that. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
You know, I want to congratulate the crowd, our student section, the Tar Pit. I mean, that was an unbelievable atmosphere. They did just a tremendous job throughout the entire game, and our guys fed off of that the entire game. And we needed every single person that was in those stands. And as much yelling as they did, I know they're wore out, just like our guys are wore out. So I really appreciate the effort they gave tonight with that atmosphere.
That was head coach Larry Fedora. The crowd noise made an impact from the get-go, with San Diego State having to burn a timeout on the very first series on a big third down and eight. And it didn't stop there. Delay of game penalties and false starts plagued the Aztec offense all night, likely in large part thanks to the 58,000-plus strong in attendance screaming their lungs out. Decked out in perfectly coordinated Carolina blue and black attire in alternating sections to achieve the impressive stripe-out effect. Even when UNC's play on the field was giving the fans little to cheer about, the crowd hung in there, never abandoning the cause, and they were rewarded for their loyalty. The roars reached a crescendo following the game-clinching interception in the end zone by senior safety Tim Scott in the waning seconds of the contest. Keenan Stadium erupted. Turnovers have been a major story to the season so far for Carolina. Through two games, the Tar Heels have already forced 9 turnovers, 5 of them interceptions. But a big contributor to those takeaways has to be the disruptive nature of the home fans. It's a symbiotic relationship. The crowd feeds off the big plays by the defense, and the defense is fired up by the energy produced from the stands. Coach Fedora says the turnovers were the difference in the ball game.
Defense created 3 takeaways, you know, and they scored on one of them. Was a 100-yard return, and then they took one down to the 15-yard line. So, I mean, that was the difference in the game, is the turnovers, and they created those turnovers.
Scott, the hero of the night, says he could feel the electricity in the air and credits the fans for willing the Tar Heels over the finish line.
The crowd was amazing. They definitely beat Miami's game last year. They were giving us energy throughout the whole game, and at times we weren't feeding off of it. We weren't playing as good. But towards the end of the game, I felt like we were feeding off their energy, and it was getting us excited, and we were ready to play.
Junior quarterback Marquise Williams, who completed 20 of 29 passes for 255 yards and 2 touchdowns, says the 2-0 start gives the team a ton of momentum heading into the bye week, followed by a shot at revenge at East Carolina September 20th.
It gives us a lot. You know, we're going into a big doghouse in 2 weeks at ECU, and it's going to be crazy packed, and it's going to be unbelievable. But, you know, to this team, it gives us a lot of energy and a lot of hype, you know. We're not going to relax on this bye week. We're going to go harder, you know, and we're going to practice Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A lot of guys will think we should get off, but I think we should keep battling now and keep going to get what we deserve.
But that next hurdle on the road in Greenville can wait for now. The passion and hunger for a winner was palpable in the Tar Pit Saturday night, and what's more, the Tar Heel faithful, students, alumni, and fans got just that. A memorable win they all had a hand in. But the biggest positive for Coach Fedora, who has been on a crusade to change the football culture at Carolina since he was hired in 2011, is that all those in attendance for the memorable triumph over the Aztecs were thoroughly entertained. They'll be back. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Kevin Best of UNC Athletics joins us now. And Kevin, there's been a lot of talk about the crowd and the overall excitement of Saturday night's game. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, our students really turned out. I mean, they had they really get into the team games that we've been having the last few years. And so they were really passionate. They were really loud. They had a great time. And then our fans did a good job packing the rest of the stadium. So it was a great atmosphere. I know our players really fed off of it, and they really talked about it after the game and even yesterday as well.
Well, first half, of course, a little bit stressful with just such a tight game, and the Tar Heels weren't playing that well. And one disturbing thing that I saw was, you know, a big old offensive lineman being led off the field, helped off the field. And I'm thinking, that's not exactly what we need, an injury to an already thin offensive line. How do we stand right now with injuries? We've got a little extra time to prepare for that next game, but how does the injury report right now?
Well, you're right. We do have we have an extra week, and that it comes at a great time. It's always good to have an extra week, but especially when, you know, we didn't have our basically our top defensive player that we have pretty much put out there and promoted the rest of the entire preseason and all throughout the first couple of weeks. Norkeithis Otis has been banged up a little bit, so they're just being cautious with him and didn't have him play this past weekend, and then he'll get an extra week and then be ready for East Carolina, we hope. And then you mentioned Landon Turner going off. I mean, Landon, the most experienced guy we have on the offensive line, really not a good thing to see him go off. I mean, at one point there, I think we were playing all sophomores and one freshman on the offensive line, and it's definitely difficult playing that San Diego State team with that kind of line. But I think Landon will just need some time, and we're hopeful for the best that he'll get back soon.
This game was one that was marked by really big plays, including that interception in the end zone at the end of the game there. I thought Marquise Williams was just outstanding in the second half, and Marquise seems to have set himself up as the guy, and we can maybe, we'll get some playing time for Mitch Trubisky,
yeah.
Certainly, Marquise has set himself up as a guy who's going to be our quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Marquise really has, I mean, as an experienced guy with, you know, played more obviously than Mitch, but he also has sort of he's really embraced that leadership quality that you need in a quarterback. So you're right, he did play really well the second half, and his team really responded to him. And I mean, the throw he made after getting some criticism last week of underthrowing some passes, the throw he made to Mac Hollins for a 91-yard touchdown pass was about as pretty as you'll see. And he hit him in stride, and it was off to the races. So Marquise has really settled in, and I think Mitch will still play, but it just will remains to be seen.
Well, Kevin, we always appreciate talking with you, and thank you very much for your insights.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, talk to you later. It is 826 at WCHL. That is Kevin Best of UNC Athletics. A couple of other quick sports notes this morning. Derek Anderson had to fill in for injured Cam Newton yesterday, throwing for 230 yards and a couple of touchdowns on Sunday to lead the Carolina Panthers to a 20-14 victory over Tampa Bay. So it was good to get a win with Cam Newton not even playing. Junior Summer Green and freshman Annie Kingman tallied goals on Sunday afternoon. The number 14 Carolina women's soccer team defeated number 18 Arkansas 2-1 at the Duke Nike Classic at Koskinen Stadium. In fact, the Tar Heels got two wins on the weekend against top 20 teams. UNC improved to 3-2-1 in the season. They also beat the number 7 Penn State Nittany Lions 1-0 in double overtime. That was a rematch of the 2012 National Championship game. And UNC finished with a 22-4 edge in shots against Arkansas, 11-2 in each half of the game. UNC also has an edge in corner kicks, 7-3. Tar Heels now have a 13-day break in the schedule before starting conference play on Saturday, September 20th at Notre Dame against the number 25 Fighting Irish. That game to be played at 7 p.m. and will be nationally televised on ESPN3. A lot more details on that game on our website at chapelboro.com. And 3 wins so far for number 5 North Carolina men in 2014, 3 game-winning goals for Andy Craven. The senior forward struck again in a 1-0 victory over Virginia Commonwealth on Sunday night. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It was a night to remember in Keenan Stadium. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Kudos to Carolina for pulling off the stripe out in Keenan Saturday night. I guess the athletic department sent emails to all of the season ticket holders telling them what color to wear, because one section wore black and the next section wore blue. One black, the next blue. The end zones were painted blue, black, blue, black, and even the team wore blue pants and black jerseys. Pretty cool. Or should I say pretty hot, as the steamy night in Keenan had many fans bailing early and Carolina running subs into the game in waves. But despite a first half when UNC's only touchdown was a 100-yard interception return by Brian Walker, the game turned thriller and went down literally to the last play. That's when Tim Scott, one of 6 seniors on the Tar Heel 2-deep roster, made a spectacular interception with 12 seconds remaining to preserve his team's second win against no losses. Now, after a week off, the Heels go to Greenville to face East Carolina and then on to Clemson. Even if they lose those two, and also at Notre Dame, Carolina looks capable of winning 9 games. UNC has now forced 9 turnovers in 2 weeks, something Larry Fedora emphasizes every day in practice. And the offense will get more consistent now that Fedora has named Marquise Williams his starter and first-team quarterback. Mitch Trubisky, the great athlete from Mentor, Ohio, will certainly get to play some more this season. But rotating QBs just won't work because they are, while rotating. It only works if both of them play great, but after two games it appeared that neither was comfortable in that role. Marquise was pretty sensational against San Diego State, particularly in the second half when he hit Quinchard for one TD, threw a record-breaking long bomb to Mac Hollins for another, and engineered what turned out to be the winning drive with Elijah Hood getting his first college touchdown. Marquise threw for 255 yards and two scores and ran for 63 yards himself, breaking a couple of big plays to keep drives alive. Night games, especially this time of the year, are great fun, and when the fans are engaged as they were in this one, it is spectacular theater. A dramatic ending doesn't hurt the equation, especially if it results in a Tar Heel victory. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Art Chansky. Do you think you know more about college football than me? Then head on over to chapelboro.com and sign up for the 2014 College Pick'em. Each week we'll select the 10 best college football games played around North Carolina and the country. And before the cutoff time, pick who you think will win. Compete every week for great prizes like restaurant gift cards and so much more. Compete against your favorite Chapel Bar and WCHL personalities, including me, Aaron Keck, and Ron Stutz. Sound good? Well, what are you waiting for? Check it out today, College Pick'em on chapelboro.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for five consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
On CBS This Morning, White House correspondent Bill Plant says Mr. Obama may not seek approval to take action overseas.
The president doesn't believe that he needs congressional approval, and interestingly enough, neither do some key Republicans like Representative Peter King of New York, who has called for intervention, but who says he doesn't think the president needs approval. What the president does need, though, is, as he calls it, some buy-in from members of Congress. He also may need some money from Congress to continue the military operations which have already started.
Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, a CBS military consultant, says so far over Iraq,
the airstrikes have been very limited and defensive in nature. Nothing will change on the ground until you can put together an offensive operation both from the air and on the ground in order to really push back ISIS back inside of Syria.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Orange County just got the green light from the county attorney to move forward with funding for the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
With word that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its investigation of the Orange County Planning Department, County Attorney John Roberts last week okayed future investment in a plan to bring sewer service to the historic Rogers Road community. Robert previously advised the Board of Commissioners to hold off on discussing the sewer extension while the EPA looked into claims that the planning department discriminated against the majority black neighborhood by failing to apply for grant money to fund new infrastructure. Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County are planning to split the cost of the $5.8 million sewer project, but discussion of how county leaders would chip in has been stalled during the EPA's investigation. Now that the investigation is complete, commissioners can move forward with the remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for four decades. While Robert said the board is now free to discuss funding for the sewer project, he did urge caution, noting the results of the investigation have yet to be released. The EPA will announce its findings in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Developers who want to build on one of the largest pieces of commercial property left in Carborough are calling a community meeting to discuss the plan for the Lloyd Farm project. Argus Development Group wants to build a shopping center across from Carborough Plaza at the corner of Highway 54 West and Old Fayetteville Road. The 40-acre plot is currently occupied by farmland and trees. The developer is proposing to bring a Harris Teeter grocery store, as well as a bank, pharmacy, and other unnamed retail businesses to the edge of the property, while the interior of the site would be set aside for 293 apartments and 15 townhomes. Developers will meet with members of the public on Wednesday night at Carborough Town Hall. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock. Sunday marked 2 years since the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedspeth. There still has not been an arrest, but police say they're close. Last week, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback released new details and put out a new call for assistance in the hopes of getting that final piece of information that will help them find Faith's killer. Parth Shaw reports from Carolina Connection.
Blue appealed for anybody with information to come forward. He offered a reward for tips that lead to an arrest, and he released video of parents Roland and Connie Hedgepeth, who made their own appeals.
I want to plead to the public. I want to beg you that if you think you know anything at all, perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
I just don't understand why no one won't come forth and tell us something if they know something. I just don't understand it.
The American Indian community at UNC is leading the effort to keep Faith Hedgepeth's memory and the investigation alive. They'll hold a moment of silence to honor her on Monday at noon outside of the student union. Chelsea Barnes is president of the Carolina Indian Circle, one of the organizations sponsoring the event. Barnes says Hedgepeth, who was a member of the Halawa Saponi tribe, was close to the American Indian community on campus.
So when something like this happens, you want to take a stand against it and make sure that people don't forget and people are aware of the things that are going on. And being that Faith was such an important member of our community and she affected so many lives and made so many people smile, we definitely wanted to make sure that her legacy lives on.
In addition to the moment of silence, Barnes says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be used to share photos of the event and to continue the discussion.
We wanted to do a photo campaign that people can use on their different forms of social media to kind of get the word out and encourage people to provide information if they have any in regards to the case.
The hashtag is Justice for Faith. In Chapel Hill, I'm Parth Shaw.
Parth Shaw is a reporter with Carolina Connection, that is the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. And again, that moment of silence today will take place at 12 noon on the UNC campus. Northside Elementary School here in Chapel Hill holds the distinct honor of being the first elementary school in all of North Carolina to receive LEED Platinum certification with the Green Building Certification Institute. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
This is LEED Platinum. What I want you to remember is that this is the first elementary school in the state, the second school in the state, the 20th in the nation, and only 5% of schools that achieve LEED achieve Platinum. This is a big deal.
That's project manager Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects. She and a few colleagues presented a big round glass LEED certification trophy on Thursday night to the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education for achievements in building the Northside Elementary School, which opened in 2013. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The Green Certification Program rates building projects on a point system for utilizing the best green building practices. Platinum is the highest level of certification for building projects that earn 80 points or more. Construction Administrator Steve Nally of Mosley Architects thanked the board for its support and partnership in designing the sustainable 100,000-square-foot school, which reaches three stories. Nally told the board that the old site of the Orange County Training School had all the intangibles he was looking for during a site search for Northside. He said he wanted to help the neighborhood remain a place for families and not just renters. He wanted to partner with alumni from the original Orange County Training School and show that Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools was ready to recommit to the site. He said he's glad that Mosley could partner with the town of Chapel Hill to extend the Greenway Trail.
Partnering with the community, walkability, all those things are all part of it. All those intangibles of Northside, that's what made it great.
Mosley Architects Energy Analytics Specialist John Nichols reviewed some of the tangibles of the project.
What you may not have noticed at the school is that a very interesting underground rainwater system saves about 1 million gallons of water every year. And so that amount of water is actually the same amount that 10 U.S. households use in a year.
Therefore, said Nichols, the system effectively offsets the water use of 10 households. Nichols said that the deconstruction strategies used for existing buildings on the site during the construction process diverted 400,000 pounds of waste from the regional landfill. He mentioned the school's interior, which is lit by natural daylight, and added that the indoor air quality is, quote, excellent. Before the Mosley folks posed for pictures with members of the Board of Education, and of course, the certification trophy, Ashley Dennis reiterated her company's excitement about the achievement.
You guys don't do this every day. We do, and we know what a big deal it is, so we're very proud of you and want to hand this off.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In fact, you can find all of our news stories and sports stories, along with a lot of other things, on chapelboro.com and WCHL's website. And WCHL also streams 24/7 on the website there. And there's an app for that. It's 8:39 at WCHL. Coming up, Raleigh Mann has today's commentary on WCHL. He says, leave the national anthem alone. That'll be on the way in just a couple of minutes here on WCHL.
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free, and the good news is you don't have to go through an X-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry, offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
Get ready to put your undergraduate degree to work by setting your sights on graduate school, a professional program, or advanced testing. Durham Tech offers courses in anatomy, physiology, psychology, statistics, and more at campuses in Durham and Orange counties. As a visiting student, you'll have a special advisor to guide you through the enrollment process. So grab a copy of your official transcript, visit durhamtech.edu, and search visiting degree students. And get ready to do great things.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
You've built our future. Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop. As we celebrate the upcoming first anniversary of the grand opening of our Carrboro location, we say thank you. We are humbled and so appreciative of the support we continue to receive and are looking forward to serving our community and schools for many years to come. Your patronage allows us to continue our mission of supporting the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School PTAs. Thank you for building our future.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. More traffic woes. Here's Rand Northam.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ron. And let's start with the worst of it, as I-40 saw an earlier accident at NC-55, that's Apex Highway. This is I-40 heading eastbound. Problems from Apex Highway and maybe all the way up to the Durham Freeway area, but that area all the way back to 15501 now, so it's extended even further. This is I-40 heading eastbound. Minor to moderate in some areas, but heavier in most of the areas right now, as that accident has really slowed things down. The weather on top of it all causing even more problems, so that is something certainly to be on the lookout for. Watch out for the taillights, and certainly give yourself extra time to travel this morning. NC-54 eastbound and westbound actually seeing problems, eastbound especially because of that, as you're trying to get onto I-40. And as I mentioned earlier, it might not be a bad idea to just stay on NC-54, continue past I-40, and get onto I-40 right around Apex Highway area. So that would maybe save yourself some time this morning. 15501 northbound and southbound seeing some delays as well. And we just got a WCHL Road Warrior letting us know just moments ago that Weaver Dairy is actually seeing some heavy problems. So if you're not trying to get to East Chapel Hill High School this morning, probably a good idea to avoid Weaver Dairy Road. So just be aware of that and give yourself, again, extra time to travel this morning because there are many traffic woes out there. If you see anything all day long, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Basically a slow go in a lot of places today.
That it is.
And I'm glad I'm not stuck in traffic out there. We can just sit in here and talk about it.
Exactly.
So, hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything all morning long, and we'll see you throughout the day.
Sounds good.
Rand will be here all day, ladies and gentlemen. But then he'll fly back to Cleveland and do his comedy routine up there. It is 844 at WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Might be a good idea to get one of those on your way out if you're about to hit I-40 so you can have something to drink at least while you're in all the delays. These drinks are made with 100% filtered water served at 34 degrees over that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Kind of wet out there and visibility not great. Not a good morning so far. Showers in our forecast to the tune of 90%. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight showers with the low in the middle 60s. 80% chance of rain tonight. Now tomorrow, a little bit better. 50% chance of showers in the first half of the day. Clouds all day. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. And looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Wednesday, a little better day. Mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the low 80s.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Here's a message for solo singers, from nationally famous recording artists to local folks with a little talent. You are disrespecting our proud nation when you mess around with this national anthem and turn it into a showy performance, and that offends me. As one who sings in choirs and choruses, I've enjoyed the privilege of singing our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at some public events. As a school kid, I enjoyed playing it in bands. We played it and sang it straight, the way it was written, every time. No ad-libbing, any variations, no showing off. We did it that way out of respect for our country and for what its anthem stands for. Dictionaries define an anthem, a formal song of loyalty, praise, or happiness that's important to a particular group of people. It certainly is important to me. I'm a native of Baltimore, where our national anthem was written, and I'm grateful and proud to be an American. What has happened to the respect we used to show for our national anthem? Now, soloists who sing it at public events turn it into a performance worthy of a glitzy nightclub or an American Idol competition. They seize on their magic moment before thousands as an opportunity to demonstrate their vocal range and power and how much they can fool around with its melody. It's a great chance to show off. At a recent Durham Bulls game I attended with some Chapel Hill friends, we witnessed a spectacular example of this, which, alas, has become much more common than the respectable treatment our anthem deserves and receives from choral groups. When the performance at the Bulls game ended, the crowd erupted into cheers and applause, another misguided discourtesy. Performers who sing the national anthem should behave in a way that reflects the solemnity and honor of the occasion, and they should sing it without deviating from the original notation. As for applauding it, that's just bad manners. It's an anthem, our national anthem. We all own it, and we should respect it. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the most advanced products and procedures for facial anti-aging. Our newest addition, FDA-approved Juvederm Voluma, is the latest injectable facial filler to instantly add volume to the cheek area. It gives you a subtle lift, helping to restore contour and reveal a more youthful profile for up to 2 years. Overseen by board-certified dermatologists, the providers at Carolina MediSpa are specially trained to find the treatment that is right for you. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com and get the lift you've been looking for.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Attention Carolina fans. Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
851 at WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Sandy, remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? If you know the definition and all that other stuff about this word that you may not have heard before. I don't think I've ever heard it before, or if I'd read it, I didn't know what it meant. If you want to call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, you can be a winner if you can relay that information to me. And I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Again, Wayne's word, and your number to call right now is 919-929-WCHL.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
Oh, thank you, Jones. I appreciate it, buddy. It is 8:54 at WCHL, and congratulations to Sherry Cox, who knows the word of the day. It is setiform, S-E-T-I-F-O-R-M, setiform. It's an adjective. It means shape of having bristles, bristle shape, or something that have bristles. Like, the best example I can come up with, and this is not what Wayne said, but a hairbrush has bristles, right? That is what it means. That's a form of setiform, all right? So Sherry Cox gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much, and Wayne will be back with another word of the day for you tomorrow, right here on WCHL.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown!
What a huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion.
Going up, feet are in bounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico,
so he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance.
While he pulls down the ball with the other hand. Phenomenal!
That was one for the highlight reel, folks.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
We ask several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. We ask their children, too. Here's what Francis George had to say.
Last year, my mom and dad were living in Michigan, and my father was in very poor health at the time, and we were all really worried about him. I was watching the attention that he was getting at the hospital, and they said, well, we've done all that we can. We have to discharge you, and here's a list of nursing homes that you can take him to in case mom can't handle him. And I said, that's it. I got them down to the Cedars, and the staff attended to all of his needs, and mom didn't have to worry about making meals or cleaning the house or getting transportation or driving around. She could just focus on dad and his recovery. And within a few short weeks, everything turned completely around. I think it was a miracle. Dad regained his health and his independence. I never dreamed I would see my parents so active and vibrant and engaged in life again. I'm really glad that I chose the Cedars.
Thanks, Francis. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from two options: mosquito barrier spray for up to half acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 69 in Carver, where it's always going to be cooler. Also 70 this morning in Hillsboro. Showers likely, 90% chance of that happening all day, pretty much. High today about 75 degrees. Tonight, showers with the low in the middle 60s. Still an 80% chance of rain tonight, so the rains are going to continue. Tomorrow, a little better day, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers in the first half of the day. And our high tomorrow in the upper 70s, so it will get a little bit better. Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The economy's doing better by most accounts, but some of the nation's best and brightest minds see dark days ahead for American workers. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
America's wealth gap is unsustainable, and the authors of a survey of nearly 2,000 Harvard Business School alumni say U.S. corporate leaders owe it to themselves and to their country to try to close it. How to turn that tide? Beef up America's education system and its infrastructure, and along the way, mend a political system the authors suggest is broken. Their survey suggests American businesses are getting better at competing on the world stage, but American workers still aren't reaping the benefits. Frank?
Private forecast out today says pay raises next year will average a disappointing 3%, just enough to keep pace with the cost of living increase. Now, President Obama will use a speech to the nation Wednesday to spell out his plan to defeat Islamic State terrorists in Iraq and Syria. That's going to mean more airstrikes in Iraq, but no boots on the ground. CBS News contributor and former deputy CIA director Michael Morell tells us what's likely to happen in Syria.
I think what it means in Syria is doubling down on the moderate opposition, giving them the wherewithal to fight Assad and to fight ISIS.
A wildfire that broke out in Yosemite National Park 2 weeks ago grew unexpectedly over the weekend. Helicopters were called in to hoist Lisa Cicero and dozens of other hikers to safety.
You can see the flames and the smoke from the fire. I will definitely remember it.
CBS's Terry Okita tells us the rain that Yosemite could use will be falling in Southern California instead, where a downpour yesterday caused problems for drivers and homeowners.
From the air, intersections looked like lakes. Garages and basements flooded as the thunderstorm toppled power lines and uprooted trees.
A powerful wind and rainstorm blacked out almost 500,000 Michigan homes and businesses. Power company spokeswoman Vanessa Waters says the damage is widespread and some customers could be out a few days.
We had wind gusts of more than 75 miles per hour that took down more than 2,000 down wires across southeastern Michigan.
The British will have another blessed event to celebrate. CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips tells us Prince William and wife Kate are expecting.
Unlike number one son George, the second child of William and Kate will not be expected to be king or queen one day. The new baby will be fourth in line to the throne. The old royal saying, an heir and a spare, has come into play again.
Buckingham Palace says the Duchess of Cambridge is dealing with severe morning sickness, a problem she also experienced with her first pregnancy. A medical bulletin is headline news on Iranian television.